It's funny because I had intended to ask Matt and Daniel if they would be sure and sing this song tonight, because I think it's really an appropriate song to be sung in conjunction with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And the reason I say that is because when you, on the original Day of Atonement, when the high priest, the one day of the year when the high priest would go in and he would pass through the holy place, and ultimately he would pass through the curtain and into the Holy of Holies, he would there sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat, and then he would come back out onto the steps where the court of Israel, where everybody was standing. And then he would then bless them with the Aaronic benediction, the blessing that Aaron had passed on, may the Lord bless you and keep you, etc. But on this particular occasion, he would do it differently than all the other days of the year, because normally in that benediction, when you come to the place where the sacred name of God is used, and by the sacred name I mean the four-letter Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh name is used, normally they will substitute Adonai or simply the word Hashem for the name. But on this day, the high priest, while blessing the children in the name of God, would actually pronounce the sacred name. Now, why is that significant to the song that we've just sung? Because when you sing who was and who is and who is to come, you're actually singing the essence of that name. You are actually extolling and singing the definition, if you can actually use that word, because there is no definition for God. He's beyond our limitations. But if there was a way to somehow in a sentence capture his essence, it's in those words, who is, who was, and who is to come. So it's very appropriate for us to extol him tonight with those words related to this day, because it was the one day of the year that that name was actually pronounced.